It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
It is the Daily Bulletin. It's John Gibbons this time. Hope you enjoyed yesterday's. I hope you enjoy today's as well. We are here to do a little quick roundup of all the Liverpool news and a little bit from the wider Premier League as well. But let's start with a bit of a fun one, and it's a story from The Athletic and from Greg Evans regarding our new superstar, Dominic Szoboszlai. And you might think you know all about him and what makes him tick and why he's so good. But did you know he's actually got a secret weapon? And it is his small feet. Now, don't laugh. The older generation in Hungary have a theory that if you are blessed with small feet, you have a greater chance of being a footballer. It's believed to date back to Puskas, the Hungarian superstar. He got 83 goals for Hungary and 3 European Cups for Real Madrid. He was only 5'7" and he had small feet, but what he lacked in the foot department, he certainly made up for in terms of goals. So ever since then, it's deemed lucky and a bit of a secret weapon for Hungarian footballers to have small feet. There was even talk that Dominic Szoboszlai wore boots too small as a youngster to stop his feet from growing. Whether that worked, who knows, but it certainly seems to, because despite being 6'1", he's actually a size UK 7 foot. So UK 7, despite being 6'1", which does seem a little bit unusual. So maybe those smaller boots did work. The theory is it allows him to hit the ball more cleanly. Long legs, small feet is what they say in Hungary. And listen, you might laugh, but it seems to be working for him. So long may it continue. As long as Dominic Szoboszlai keeps doing the business for Liverpool, then maybe there is something in it. Elsewhere, the Willie won't he Ryan Gravenberch story rumbles on. Our very own Neil Jones has said that Bayern remain committed to keeping the midfielder, but any slight waiver and that Liverpool are ready to pounce. He is just, of course, one of many midfielders that Liverpool are looking at the moment. You'll get much, much more of this on The Gutter Show, which is out today, so make sure you download the Anfield Wrap app, make sure you're subscribed, and you'll get the latest from Rob and the boys on Gravenberch and every other midfielder, and indeed defender, that we are currently linked with on there. But Ryan Gravenberch seems to be near the top of the list at the moment, but will Bayern relent? Will they let him go? We will have to wait and see. 10 days until the window closes. Other Liverpool news, the referee this Sunday is John Brooks. He is the referee for Liverpool's trip to Newcastle United. Now, we are yet to win when he is the referee, which is a little bit worrying. He was in charge when we lost 1-0 at Bournemouth, which is a result that we've all chosen to try and forget, but I'm bringing it up now, so apologies. What a way to follow up a 7-0 victory against Manchester United that was. He was also the referee in the 1-1 draw at home to Aston Villa. Now, there's a couple of contentious decisions in that game, and there was actually a couple of complaints that Liverpool put in. So maybe not the happiest referee for us, but listen, things change, Lord of averages and all that, so maybe we'll get our first victory under John Brooks on Sunday.
Looking at Wataru Endo as he flies in for a medical in Liverpool.
I think it was Tuesday when Schmadtke was contacting Fabian Wohlgemuth, who's the sports director of Stuttgart.
You know, Endo, he's a real leader, you know? I mean, he started to become the captain.
And when it came to the special moments, he was there, but he was not like showing everybody that he's the one who is there. He was just doing his job, doing it very well.
It's not only about his passes, his goals, like the whole attitude, how he takes all the players on the pitch with him.
Don't get confused with the fact that we need a defensive midfielder and we need new signings. Don't get that confused with what we drew at Chelsea. Like that, they're two separate issues.
Yeah. I thought Szoboszlai was fantastic. He was best player by an absolute mile. His ability to cover for Trent and to absolutely race back and to race across. I just immediately thought that's what Henderson was lacking last year. That's what Fabinho were lacking.
There is a lot of rebuilding. We're going to have to accept the fact that we're not as efficient, as ruthless, as clinical as we have been when we conquered the whole world. Doesn't mean we're not going to be any good. We're going to be great. We're going to be exciting.
On to the Premier League then, and I'm sure you saw last night, but Arsenal beat Crystal Palace to join Manchester City and Brighton on 6 points out of six. It was a fairly eventful 1-0. There was a contentious penalty. There was even more contentious red card, which meant Arsenal had to finish off with 10 men for the last 20 or so minutes. But they held on. They continue their 100% record. And like I say, three teams on 6 points now, with Liverpool part of a crew just behind them on four. It was also been a bit of a day of apologies. Luis Rubilas for kissing Jenna Hermoso after Spain's win in the World Cup, and also Sky Sports after Bill Leslie and Andy Hinchcliffe made jokes about Sean Dyche wearing a black armband in memory of Michael Jones, who died working on Everton's new stadium. Whether these apologies will be enough, only time will tell, but they are there. That has been the bulletin for today. Hope you're enjoying these. Do share. We are putting them out for free, so do share. And do make sure you subscribe into the Anfield Wrap for much, much more. Sports Social Podcast Network.